Hey, you want that to go?
Now some quick takedowns on stories we're following today. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen's here. I don't know why. It's kind of a quiet day in sports yesterday. Not much going on except this.
To the second baseman, Cano. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
Ibrahim, you must be happy this morning. A great game for the Yankees last night. Not an especially exciting game.
It was an exciting game if you were a Yankees fan. And if you were a Phillies fan, I just want to make a point about the Phillies manager, Charlie Manuel, who handled defeat with such grace and in such an honorable manner. It made you wonder if Joe Girardi would actually handle defeat in the same way. And I don't think he would have. So I think one of the heroes last night was Charlie Manuel.
We should say that the Yankees won 7-3 last night. They are the World Series champions once again. And you're pointing to the manager. I would think there was a big case for that Matsui was the hero of last night's game, though.
Without a doubt. And I think but you also have to remember, I mean, Matsui drove in 6 runs. And
right.
Designated hitter, which proves, you know, the dominance of AL baseball, where a designated hitter pitches in lieu of a pitcher pitching in a 9-person lineup. But I think you have to go back a little bit also to the 7th inning when it was Chase Utley versus Damaso Marte, and it was the bridge to Mariano Rivera, who's the all everything closer, the legendary closer, and Damaso Marte got Chase Utley, who had 5 home runs in this whole series. He got him in 3 pitches. He struck him out. And then in the 8th inning, he got Howard, who had homered in the 6th inning with a 2-run homer, had broke his streak of ineptitude. And then Damaso Marte struck him out. So I think that he wanted some of the unsung heroes, Damaso Marte.
Bullpen's ruled, yeah.
The Yankees winning for their first time, their first year in their brand new $1.5 billion stadium. Here's a question actually for the listeners, because before we went on the air this morning, we couldn't find the answer to this. It hasn't been totally tracked. How many other teams have done that? Any idea?
And that's a good question.
In their brand new stadium?
I think it's great to push that back.
I bet some of our sports fanatics out there will be able to find this out.
I'll tell you, the Yankees did it in 1923.
Right.
So the another thing we have to remember is the how the Phillies got here. The Phillies won 93 games. They won the World Series last year.
Yeah.
They won the NL East for 3 years in a row. The Yankees won 103 games. They won the AL East. Both of their roads to this point were very similar. They were slugging, good pitching, very gritty teams that came from behind and got tough wins, and this is where they met. It was a beautiful, beautiful night in the
Except
Bronx.
One spent a little more. Thanks. Yeah, yeah. That's from Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And if you want to be able to help us answer that trivia question, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeofthetakeaway.org.
Our next takeout, we go to Todd Zwillick, Takeaway's Washington correspondent. So Todd, 98-0, a vote in the Senate. There's some bipartisanship. What's going on?
Yeah, 98-0, but it's a little bit misleading. This is kind of a good news, bad news story, John. So why not start off with the good news? The Senate yesterday voted to extend. This is good news for the economy and for unemployed people and for anyone shopping for a home for the housing market. The Senate voted to extend federal unemployment benefits for thousands of people who are out of jobs by 14 additional weeks. It's already been extended by about 60 weeks. So this is another 14 weeks for people in most states, plus an additional 6 weeks, so 20 in total for anybody who lives in a state with a jobless rate over 8.5%. So that's help for lots and lots of people out there who've lost their jobs and still need their federal unemployment benefits extended. On the home buyer front, the Senate also extended the first-time home buyer tax credit. Back with the stimulus, John, you'll remember that they put a home buyer tax credit in there, $8,000.
Sure. It's kind of the cash for clunkers for housing program.
Well, it's exactly what it was, and the danger of not extending it is, you know, the housing market's really shaky still, and if you don't extend that, you know, it runs the risk of teetering. So $8,000 in most cases, and that was due to expire at the end of this month, threatening the housing market. They've extended that another 9 months.
I'm not hearing any bad news.
Actually, there is some, and here's what it is. Look, 98-0, there's the vote. The Senate could have done this weeks ago, if not for partisan bickering, you know, Republicans demanding votes on this UI bill on things like ACORN, things like immigration policy that are politically charged, other things, Democrats, Harry Reid, absolutely refusing to give in on any votes that he didn't want to take. They could have had this done weeks ago. Listen quickly to John Thune, a Republican. He's the chairman of the Senate Republican Policy Committee.
It's convenient for him to blame Republicans for not having UI done, but UI could have been done
last week if he had been willing to have a reasonable number of Republican amendments that we get to pick and not that he picks. And I think that's the fundamental issue here is he wants to tell us which amendments we can offer and which ones we can get voted on.
Now, UI is not a urological term. That means unemployment insurance, right?
Unemployment yeah. insurance. And what right. Thune is talking about is he can't tell us what to vote on. He can't tell us what we get to vote on. We get to pick him. This was partisan bickering while Americans are suffering with unemployment. John, whoever was right and whoever was wrong in this, I have to say, not the Senate's proudest moment.
All right, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
I hear UI and think user interface, John.
Okay.
Now let's go to business and with Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning. So before you ask me what I think you're going to ask me, let's step back for a second and talk about the Yankees because
yes. Right? Yes.
They can be an economic indicator as well.
Right.
So I saw some numbers last night from Standard & Poor's Capital IQ about the 22 past World Series since 1936 that the Yankees have won. And after that, the stock market has returned 10% on average. So maybe...
Interesting.
Maybe
in the year afterwards?
In the year
or
after.
Really? In the year?
And
wow.
Get this, when it went to 6 games, like it did in this case, it's returned 15%.
Oh, wow.
So, it's euphoria from all the Yankees
serious.
Fans on right. Wall Street, right. I think.
The futures just bounced up on Louise's story.
Either
talking
that
about
or they
this.
Were up too late last night watching the game, yep. And so they're not really paying attention to what they're doing, maybe. But what we brought you here to talk about today was the stimulus package and perhaps
yep.
some sketchy statistics
yep.
and how we came up with those jobs, those 650,000 jobs that the White House said were either saved or created by the stimulus package.
Yep. So some of my colleagues have been digging into the report that were filed on this website, recovery.gov, that was set up to track these jobs. And they found some really fishy things. For instance, they found a Kentucky shoe store that reported that it had created 9 jobs simply because of an $890 check from the stimulus for work boots. You got to wonder what those 9 people are being paid for an $890 order. There are tons of examples like these. And so I called the White House last night and said, you know, what's going on here? These numbers seem a little fishy. Can you do your math? And what a spokeswoman there told me is that this is unprecedented transparency that they're providing this at all. There's never been a government effort to provide this much transparency.
So and quit questioning it.
So transparency okay. means you're going to see
exactly.
the White House's bad math.
Well, they had to yeah. count it up very quick.
Right. Louise Story is a finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Thanks so much. Coming
Thank you.
Up, speaking of the White
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.